A runway closure in Nome has passengers stuck for days waiting to fly in or out of the Seward Peninsula community. KNOM's Lorelai Kanin has the story.
The east-west runway in Nome has been closed since Monday due to an emergency closure. Settling subsurface created a big dip and potentially unsafe conditions for aircraft. But the closure had some residents confused. With the runway closed since Monday, no work as of this morning had yet been done to the runway. And so far, 7 Alaska Airlines flights have been canceled this week due to winds and weather and the stricter flight restrictions. It turns out some of the work crew contracted to fix the runway has been stuck in Anchorage due to flight cancellations. Twin Peaks Superintendent Doug Larson says the rest of the crew made it in on an Alaskan Airlines flight this morning, and the surveyors were expected to arrive this afternoon. As for the runway closure, Meadow Bailey is the public information officer for the Department of Transportation's Northern Region. She says the navigational aids for the east-west runway were turned off on Monday and the runway was closed. The DOT is required to coordinate with the FAA 60 days in advance of turning off those navigational aids. And 60 days ago, Monday, August 13th, was the agreed-upon date that the runway would be closed for construction.
Usually flights can come in with this kind of weather when they use the navigational aids. But once they're turned off, we have to wait to turn them back on until we're done with the construction.
Twin Peaks' Doug Larson had expected to begin work on the runway this afternoon. They will rehabilitate the sunken part of the runway and then repave and restripe. That work is expected to be complete on October 1st, and the runway should open then. Some wonder why the DOT waited until August, Nome's rainiest month, to work on the runway. DOT's Public Information Officer Meadow Bailey.
This time of year is not ideal for construction, but this is when we could, as quickly as we could, get the funding, the project designed, and get it started. So we recognize that it's not the ideal time of year, but we felt like it was such a concern that it needed to be addressed as soon as possible.
The DOT realizes work done late in the season is not ideal, but they needed to fix the issue now before winter hits.
But I know that it's impacting the public and people who are flying, and I wish it wasn't like that. Unfortunately, like I said, it's an emergency repair job that we just felt like it needed to be done as soon as possible. There was concern that we're going to have to close the runway indefinitely if we couldn't make these repairs. And so that's why it's happening right now.
For now, aircraft is restricted to landing on the north-south runway. And with 7 Alaska Airlines flight cancellations and passengers facing waiting 4 days to travel, some have opted to go to smaller airlines. Bering Air's Director of Operations David Olson says on Tuesday some people got together and chartered a 1900 to and from Anchorage. And because ERA has daily passenger service from Unalakleet to Anchorage, ERA's station manager Myrtle Fagerstrom says they've seen passengers walk across the parking lot to make it to Anchorage via Unalakleet. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelai Kanin.